Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. We get together with the area health professionals and talk about what's new on the health scene, whether it be in COVID situations we've been talking about a lot lately, and what's new in the different facilities. And that's going to be our subject for today, which is a lot more cheery than the COVID situation. We've got Andy Thoe, Marketing Director for Madison Healthcare Services, with us. How are you doing, Andy?
Not too bad, Maynard. How are you?
Not too bad. You're making a lot of progress up there at the Hill, and you're here to tell us all about it today.
We are making a lot of progress up there. We do have new and exciting news. We actually did have our ribbon-cutting ceremony for our Phase 1, which was our care center. If you've driven past up there on the Hill, what used to be the Madison Lutheran, which is now the Madison Healthcare Services Care Center, you see that big, beautiful, brand new building that we have up there. That is our new care center. We have moved all of our residents in there. We had our ribbon cutting. The residents have been moved in for about a month, about a week already. They really seem to be enjoying it. And now we're ready to start phase two of the project.
I had a chance to tour it right before you moved everybody in there, so it was still empty, so I wasn't disturbing anyone. And
no.
We had a chance to look it over pretty thoroughly. That's a nice facility up there.
Yes, it turned out very, very nice. The residents seem to be enjoying it. The families are really enjoying it. As we move into phase two, though, we want the visitors and the family members to know that we still have a little bit of internal construction that's going to be happening. So we've got temporary doors set up. We've got plastic up in the hallways. So excuse our mess for the next little bit, but we'll finish up the rest of that interior renovations in the next couple weeks here. And then we'll really have a really nice care center, and that'll be phase one completely done. And then we'll move on to our new assisted living and senior living units that are going to be going up.
And somewhere on down the line, there will be a chance for people to get on in there and see it.
So. Yes, somewhere down the line when everything settles down a little bit, we'll have a big grand opening, let everybody kind of come see the space, really appreciate what the community has been able to build here. Community support has been really important in this project. We've raised almost $600,000 in donations going towards this project. So it's really been a community effort, and we really want to thank those donors and thank the community for their support.
What's the goal on community fundraising?
We are looking, I believe, Mr. Chairman, Maynard is our, fundraising chairman. I think we're still looking for about 1.2, so we're about halfway there. So we're half done with the project, and we've got half of the funds raised, so
right.
We're doing pretty good.
If anybody's interested in learning more about the opportunities up there, there are some naming opportunities,
yep,
and things for the various parts of the facility. Feel free to talk to Andy or myself or any member of our committee. I'm not going to name everybody because I don't miss somebody that way, but they just talk to me, and we'll take it from there.
Yes, we will. And we want to make sure that you drive around up there in the next few weeks anyways. If you have any fond memories of what the building used to look like before we start the wrecking ball to it and bring down that old part of the care center. So if you want to take one final look at it, now's your time.
Snap your pictures.
Snap your pictures because it's coming down.
They move fast, too.
They do.
I know it wasn't too long before I took that tour recently that I was in there, and you were giving us a tour, and there are wires and pipes,
yep,
and no sheetrock or anything, and boy, it didn't take them long to put it all together.
And then all of a sudden there's carpet,
they
and you're ready to move
they
in.
They work quick, yeah.
Yes. So we'll have that phase two project will start here in the next little bit. You're going to see a lot of action, a lot of demolition that's going to come in. We're going to be tearing down the old parts of the building that we have vacated, and then we'll get that underground parking garage put in for our assisted living, and then you're going to see some progress, hopefully yet this fall, for sure at least on a foundation for that assisted living unit, and then we'll watch that building go up throughout the winter.
How about if somebody's interested in perhaps looking into moving into the facility? Is there an opportunity for them to fill out some forms or something?
So we're working through all the process right now. Once we know that the building project has started, once we see that demolition has began, then we'll know our timeline. And once we know the timeline, then we'll start our waitlist project. We do have some beautiful pictures. If anybody is interested in seeing what the facility is going to look like, they can let me know, or you can look on our website. You can see what the final project should look like. That'll give you a taste of what you'll see. But these units are going to be really nice. Everything is a private unit. They have their own bedrooms, bathrooms, kitchens, in-suite laundry, and then that underground parking underneath. So you basically don't have to leave your house if you don't want to for any of your care.
And you can kind of pick and choose how much or how little care you are getting over there, right?
Yep. So it'll be an a la carte service as far as that goes. So if you need to move in with no services, you can just move in as a senior living. And then as you need to add services, you just add them over time, and then we'll progressively move you through so you can basically age in place.
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about back in the home itself. How many residents are up there now? Are there more or less than you had before?
We still are licensed for 56 beds, so we still have all the same capacity, and then we'll be adding these new 12 assisted living units. So we'll have more senior care options in Madison than we've had in the past.
Okay, how about Hilltop? What's the situation over there?
Hilltop is still Hilltop. It still remains. That is a HUD-subsidized building. So
not officially assisted living.
An official assisted living. HUD is owned by the federal government. It is senior apartments, but we do provide our home care services there.
Okay, and as far as the hospital and clinic and all that, any changes going on over there? That was done before. So.
Yes. So we're working right now. Most of our remodeling efforts are up in the care center and what will be the assisted living, but we're always making some updates in the hospital and the clinic. And we're always here. Like I said, we're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to serve the community and the area.
And going back to that committee you were talking about that I happen to be chairman of, the Major Gifts Committee.
Yes.
That's something that's not going to go away, even after the money is raised. That's put a system in place now, so in the future, if people want to leave a gift or leave a legacy to the home or the hospital or whatever, they can do it. And then you'll have some extra money coming in to do a lot of the little extra things that you wouldn't be able to do otherwise.
Because we just want to take a moment to remind the community, and Maynard has heard this many times, we are a private nonprofit.
No tax dollars.
We receive no tax dollars from the city. We receive no tax dollars from the state or the county. So these philanthropic support that we've gotten from the community, that $600,000, this moving towards this goal of $1.2 million, that really sets us up to thrive and move forward in the future and make sure that this is a great place to receive your care for the next. We've been around for 120 years. We want to be around for 120 more.
You bet. And on the other topics, as long as I have you here, a couple of things. You have quite a few job openings up at the home right now if anybody's looking for work,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. And we have a new wage scale that has just started. So we've got some brand new wages out there. We are always searching for CNAs. RNs in the hospital, LPNs for the care center, RNs in the care center as well. We have dietary positions open right now, so that can be anybody. We've got short shift available in dietary for 4-hour shifts if somebody's looking for just a little bit of pickup time. It's great for a high school student. We can work with those athletic schedules. We can work around your school schedule. We've got plenty of options, and there's no commute, let's say that. How does that sound?
And as far as the CNAs go, I believe I saw you provide training.
Yep, we have training assistance available, so we can help pay for your class. We'll make sure that you receive all your training. You can do some of your hours up at the care center as you're getting through that class. We're here to help you out, so give us a call.
How do you go about applying for work up there?
So if you want to apply online, we're available at www.mhsmn.org. Otherwise, you can give us a call at 320-598-7551 and just say that you're looking for a job, and we will help you out.
And the other thing I was going to ask about is, are you open for visitors at this time or not?
We are just opening for visitors, but we want to make sure that we are maintaining social distancing. And because we are a healthcare facility, we do still have to be masked when you're in the facility. So we're asking the visitors to make sure that in the room that you can keep that 6 feet of social distance. But yes, we are ready for visitors.
All right. It's good to hear.
Yep.
All right. Well, we've been talking today with Andy Thole, the marketing director at Madison Healthcare Services. And if you have any questions, you can give Andy a call, I'm sure. What's your phone number up there, Andy?
320-598-7551.
All right, very good. And thanks for taking a little time to talk with us on Wellness Wednesday today.
Thank you, Maynard.